This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Jeff Simon. He is with Social Flight. And Social Flight has become the social media phenomenon of flying. Jeff, give us an update on what it's been doing and how it's being used by pilots like all over the U.S.
Hi, Russ. Thanks for taking the time to talk about Social Flight. Yes, we're really, really excited. I mean, the Social Flight at this point in time is just about 9 months old, a little bit more, and the uptake's been just amazing. We recently passed 18,000 users, and that's just really through kind of reports such as yourselves on AvWeb, as well as viral usage. We just passed, just in 2013, 3,500 events, which is really fantastic.
Okay, well, tell us how it works, and tell us how it's being used, and maybe in the ways that you didn't sort of anticipate it being used.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, when you go back to the inception of it, it really is about how do we support general aviation and get people flying more, get people participating more in the passion that brings us all together around general aviation. And it came to us a number of years ago when we started the entire project that we really believe it's about events. It's about the things that give us a reason to fly that's perishable. There's a lot of talk of the $100 hamburger, and it's a foundation of recreational flying. But it's easy with high gas prices and all sorts of other things keeping us at home on the couch. It's easy not to go flying, and yet when there's an event happening, if there's a Stearman fly-in nearby, or something else that if you don't go today, you'll miss it. That seems to make all the difference in the world, and so that's what Social Flight's about. We collect all of the events happening and plop them out on a map that's interactive, available on the web, available on iPad and iPhone and Android tablets and Android phones, just about everywhere. And it's a free app, and we make it very simple to go on and see what's happening around you. And you can see the event detail. There's social aspects. You can email it to your friends and print it and see who's going and all sorts of other features around it. But really, it's about doing that. And we take it one step further, and that is we understand that we can make it as easy as possible to use the app. But as important as that is, when people sign up for a free account, what they also get is our 7-day event planner that comes out every Thursday morning. And that's a custom email just for you that tells you within the range that you're interested in. So you might say, well, I'm willing to travel to fly 100 miles. And it would tell you every Thursday for the next 7 days, here are all the events that you might not know about so that you can plan and get motivated to get out there and go see that biplane fly-in or car show or pancake breakfast or FAA seminar.
Okay, and well, we've even made it easier because now you can get to it through AvWeb, right?
Absolutely. We're very excited about the partnership with AvWeb. You know, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, pilots are looking for news and information about the world around them, and we're specializing on the event side. And so it was a really great partnership. And you mentioned earlier about, what types of things have been unexpected. Well, it's very exciting for me to go on and see, we do the work of putting on as many events as we possibly can. But because it's so successful, there are just tons of events. In fact, right now, we're averaging about 30 events added by users every single day. And so what's interesting is to see the type of events and really what's happening in a way that we weren't able to see before. And so, for example, just yesterday I went online and took a look at the map and was panning around and saw this chain of events that was going all the way up through the Arctic Circle, starting from the northeast of the United States, all the way up through the Arctic Circle and then back down. and checked it out and found out that this is people organizing for this trans-Arctic event. And I thought, you know, what a fantastic thing that in the past, maybe a few people would have gotten together and been able to do such a, you know, epic journey. But now they're advertising it to 18,000 users about, you know, would you like to join us? And that to me is really what it's about. How exciting it is that people can be, you know, brought into the fold now. And whether it's something as simple as going next door or whether it's doing this trans-Arctic journey, it really, really just breaks down a lot of barriers that existed before social flight.
Okay, well, I'm sure that more and more people are going to use it, and we appreciate your time today, Jeff. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.